Remember those days of tending rows of virtual soybeans and strawberries on your Facebook page with a game called Farmville? Me neither, but if you never got into it, you probably know someone who did. It was iMoment, and Zynga, the company that makes the online game, cashed in when it went public back in 2011. Now Zynga is losing money, and as NPR's Laura Seidel reports, its founder is back at the helm to mixed reviews.
When Zynga launched Farmville in 2009, it surprised everyone with its success. It quickly became the most popular game on Facebook, but people got bored of planting seeds on a desktop, and the market moved to mobile, and Zynga didn't keep up. That's why founder Mark Pincus stepped down as CEO, and Don Matrick, former head of Microsoft's Interactive Entertainment Division, took the helm.
Don was brought in to put them on the path of what they called mobile first. So let's build our games to be on mobile platforms before they're on Facebook.
Michael Pachter, an analyst with Wedbush Securities, says Matrick did get some great games in the works.
Vampires and Allies, your job is to save the world from this modern-day terrorist organization called the GRA.
In Empire and Allies, you drop bombs, not seeds, and it looks like a winner to Pachter. He's keen on Pincus because he'll get it out faster.
Pincus is a tech entrepreneur who's coming from an environment where decisions are made in a second. A week is too long.
But getting a company that's been losing tens of millions of dollars back on the road to success will require more than speed, says analyst PJ McNeely. When Pincus left the company 18 months ago, it was in a mess, and with the announcement of his return, the stock tumbled. McNeely says Pincus tried a lot of strategies in his previous incarnation as CEO.
None of that has worked. So unless Pincus has some magic plan, it's back to Farmville.
Back to Farmville, indeed. While Matrick was running the company, he planted a lot of seeds. He did some restructuring and got new mobile games in the pipeline. It's possible they will grow and mature under Pincus, who will get the credit if they bear fruit. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.